Yes, you're listening to Your World today on Radio Islam International. Now, this afternoon, we talk about the virtue of using the miswak. Said Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha reports that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the salah, fadlu salatil lati, the salah which a person, yastaku laha, uses miswak is more than 70 times more virtuous than the salah without the usage of the miswak. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is mataharatun lil fam, mardatun lil rab. It purifies the mouth and it's the means of earning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, four actions are of the sunnats of all the anbiya: adopting haya, applying itr, using the miswak, and making nikah. And it causes, the miswak causes the malaika to be happy, and also contains numerous health benefits in it that we can enumerate and continue to list. There's a statement of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, in fact his narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that use the miswak, for it purifies the mouth, it's a means of pleasing Allah, causes the pleasure of the malaika, increases your good deeds, it is from the sunnah practices, sharpens the eyesight, helps in removing a disease from the gums, strengthens the gums, removes phlegm, and gives the mouth a good smell. And in some narrations it's also said it also helps with the stomach and improves digestion. So these are the numerous benefits of the miswak. Now the question is, when are we to use the miswak? What are the occasions to use the miswak? And we'll continue enumerating that. So the first thing is upon awakening. When you wake up in the morning, to begin by using the miswak. Said Aisha radiallahu anha reports that whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awoke from his sleep, whether it was at night or in the day, he would make miswak before performing wudu. So there's two times, the miswak of wudu and the miswak of waking up are two separate. So that is what we need to keep in mind. It's a separate sunnah. And if one does not intend making wudu to perform salah upon awakening from one's sleep, a woman in a menses, then one should use the miswak upon waking. However, if one makes wudu immediately upon awakening, then the using of the miswak during wudu, then the using of the miswak during wudu will suffice for both the sunnah. Even though it is a separate sunnah, you can combine it in that way. So that is the first point. The second point when to use the miswak is, as indicated in the narration, kana idha dakhala baytahu bada'a bis-siwak. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would enter the home, he would begin by using the miswak. So that is the second time. The third time, before reciting the Quran-e-Majid, Ali bin Abi Talib said, inna afwahakum turuqun lil Quran, fatayyibuha bis-siwak. That indeed your mouths are the passages for the Quran, your mouths are used to recite the Quran, hence cleanse your mouth through the usage of the miswak. And he also said, in fact, he narrated from that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed, now amara bis-siwak wa qal, innal abda idha tasawwaqa thumma qama yusalli. That when a person uses a miswak and then stands to perform salah, an angel stands behind him and listens attentively to his recitation. The angel then draws close to him until he places his mouth upon his mouth. Whenever a portion of the Quran he recites is protected in the belly of the angel and thereafter secured by Allah. Hence, one needs to ensure that your mouths are cleansed before you perform or recite the salah. And then the fourth instance is when you're making wudu. لَوْلَا أَنْ أَشُقَّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي لَأَمَرْتُمْ بِالسِّوَاقِ إِنْدَ كُلِّ وُضُوعٍ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, had it not been for the fear of it being difficult to my ummah, I would have certainly commanded them, made it compulsory upon them to use the miswak at the time of every wudu. So using the miswak is not compulsory, but it's emphasized. And then when the teeth become discolored or a bad odor emanates from the mouth, Sayyidina Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا لِي أَرَاكُمْ تَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيَّ. What is it that you come here and you enter and I see yellowness on your in your teeth? Istaku, that I advise you to make miswak. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that had I not thought of it to be difficult on my ummah, I would have advised one to make miswak with every salah. So these are the sunnah occasions as to when one should make miswak.